We already know that critical thinking is an important skill, but where exactly is this skill learned? We talked to students at the University of British Columbia campus to find out what they thought.
Critical thinking is an important skill. Do you think it's more developed in universities or high school?
Definitely universities, because I feel like high school is just spoon-feed you. So universities, at least you have to formulate your own opinion about things.
University.
How so?
Well, I believe at the college level, students are put in situations where they're on their own, living, a lot of them living away from home, and so that's going to put them into the critical situations.
University.
How so?
I feel like you don't have to in high school because it's just kind of like spoon-fed to you.
University. How so? Your learning is more applied and hands-on, at least in my major.
We decided to sit down with UBC's Doug Bond, researcher and professor in the Department of Physics and Astronomy, to hear what he had to say. Dr. Bond is involved in physics education research, where he studies how students learn and different ways of improving their learning. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Bond. I'm just going to jump into it here. What is critical thinking?
So critical thinking, I would say, is you're thinking about some situation and reflecting on it and making judgments of some sort.
Obviously, this is an important skill to teach students early on, but is this skill taught in high school?
High school teachers told me that's one of the first things we teach early in K-12 science, is that nature of science that's constantly testing and retesting and iterating. So I think that is actually happening.
So it is being taught in high school. But what about in university? Say, first-year laboratories.
I have some fear that university labs may actually undo some of the good things happening in high school.
How so?
You hand a student a cookbook recipe for getting through a lab because the lab's got too much going on in it for the students to be able to have a grip on it in the 3 hours. So they go in, they follow the recipe, they gather some data, they fit it to a model, and at the end of 2 hours and 50 minutes, they walk out of the lab with a crummy set of data, fit really badly to a model that doesn't work, and think that's fine. So that's not critical thinking. That's just following a recipe and getting out of there as fast as you can.
Do you think this is because of all the content they have to get through in these university labs?
If you take apart a typical first-year lab and ask all the things that we're asking a student to do, it's a recipe for cognitive overload. There's just so many things going on at once. And I think you're right, that is one of the things that gets in the way, is how much stuff is there.
It is clear that the opportunity to learn these skills must be present in both high school and university. But as a whole, why is it so important to teach critical thinking?
I think every citizen needs it, right? You're reading things all the time in the newspaper and media. And you're making decisions about your life and society based on data. I mean, you have data thrown at you all the time in all sorts of often uncritical ways. And we need, beyond making great scientists, we need citizens who are comfortable with thinking about data and making decisions, rational decisions based on data.
Thank you very much for your time and insight, Dr. Bond.